Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Yen, but it just hasn't weakened yet. And the export argument is a strong one and mentioned by lots of people. But it's not just as simple as, you know, as Japan having all of its exports bought up by a sort of voracious Chinese sort of buying base, is it?
Yeah, I mean, that is a very good point, actually. Is, you know, Japan is competing in a very competitive Asian market in and of itself. You know, you look at the Koreans, the Korean car makers. You know, Toyota's had some problems with the recall issue in the U.S. And, you know, Japanese companies make expensive goods compared to Taiwan, Korea, and China. And so even if they're benefiting from exports, you have to say, well, aren't their prices going to be undercut by these other companies in neighboring countries?
And what about earnings? A lot of the story is, you know, Japan has been through years of corporate restructuring, years of stripping out costs. Therefore, the earnings figures, as recovery continues, should be so much better than other countries. Do you buy into that argument?
Well, that's the other black mark on the Japanese market right now, is that, yes, you know, if you look at the book value, everything's fine. But if you look at the market and you measure it according to earnings, the P/E ratios against forward earnings of companies still look very expensive relative to other markets. And a lot of analysts think that companies' margins are going to continue to come under pressure, especially if the yen weakens. You know, there's how balance sheets are going to be sort of flipped about and managed is going to be of increasing importance.
Ellen, isn't there a strong element, though, at the moment of it must be Japan's turn? I mean, most listeners who have invested in Japan will have lost oodles of money, myself included, over the last 20-odd years. So I often think that the sort of our stock market experts are just looking around for something and they say, oh, well, Japan has done so bad for 20 years, it must.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.